To begin with, Mr. Rittens, why don't you give us a refresher course on what the ADA actually is?
It's a civil rights law which covers everybody, you know, if you're a U.S. citizen. And what it does for me as an individual with a disability and a user of a power chair is it provides us opportunities in the community that everybody else enjoys, such as employment opportunities, access to buildings, access to transportation, etc. And probably for me, the issue that rubs me the hardest is the inclusion portion, because whether you have a disability or you come from a different nationality or whatever the case, nobody likes to be excluded, regardless of why. You know, exclusion is discrimination, and, you know, it's hurtful.
And in the 22 years that it has been established, do you feel like it's made a lot of progress?
Oh, it's made a great deal of progress. I think the biggest hurdle that we have at this point is the mindset of the general public. Oh, no one comes here, you know, so we don't need to be accessible. Well, it's a law. You should be accessible. And the reason we don't go there is because it isn't accessible. It's kind of a catch-22 question. I don't spend any money in town or anywhere for that matter that isn't accessible. There's too many new buildings that are accessible that provide same type of service or better service.
In the years it has been available, what have you seen change in our community?
More individuals out in the community, you know, with transportation opportunities, employment opportunities. Just you see more individuals with disabilities out in everyday life. In 87, when I first became disabled, I'd go to Walmart, for example. You'd never see anyone with a disability in there using a wheelchair or a power scooter. Now the stores provide a scooter for individuals, whether you have a disability or not. You know, just getting old, you acquire disabilities, and you know, those scooters are nice.
Those provided power chairs, are they a convenience or a policy mandate?
For a business, it's a convenience. The power chair that I use is my choice. I can't use a push chair, so I have to just choose a vendor, a company, and purchase a power chair just like you would purchase a car. And then it's my wheels. It gives me liberty and freedom, and you know, I can go just about any place anyone else can go until I hit steps.
What about other non-business private establishments, for example, churches? Are they required to provide that ramp or any other?
Churches are actually exempt from the ADA for whatever reason, but exclusion and discrimination should take place in any church, any congregation. And that's what you're doing when you're excluding an individual that needs something as simple as a ramp, you know, to get in the door.
Okay, so as the mandated businesses have begun to create some kind of an accessibility trend, if you will, have you seen any private establishments jump on the bandwagon? For example, these churches?
I have, you know, and that's just good proactive action by those in the community that, you know, don't want to exclude anybody.
It sounds like our communities are making real progress. Is there anything missing? Maybe something that you think should be focused on in the ADA's next 22 years?
One issue that I mentioned earlier was just a concerted effort to include individuals with disability in everything. And then another item I'd like to add is physical accessibility costs a lot of money. And I'll pick on Logan because it's an older community. It's built on a hill, and none of us have a magic wand to make everything accessible right now. So the slow progress that I've seen out in the community, you know, is encouraging, and the new businesses, new theaters, etc., you know, they're all accessible. So progress is being made, but I wouldn't encourage any advocate to get real agitated when they can't get something done right now, because cities have budget, you know, counties have budget. There's a reality to fixing everything right now. It takes time.
Again, that was Gordon Rittens, the consumer liaison at the Center for Persons with Disabilities, talking with us about the ADA. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.